Good morning and welcome to Community Chat. I'm your host, Ralph Lynch. The program is presented each week by our good friends at Baker's Furniture in Tahlequah. And free delivery within the city limits of Tahlequah. You love shopping at Baker's Furniture, there to help you with your needs. 3231 South Muskogee. Our special guest today is Angel Menzunga. She is involved in human trafficking. She is also known as, I think, as the Popcorn Lady. And we'll talk about that along the way as well. Angel, welcome to our program. I guess my first question to you today is if we could define, so our audience will know exactly what we're talking about when we use the term human trafficking.
Yes, human trafficking is quite different from labor trafficking or sex trafficking. Human belongs to where one person was bought and that person decided to run. And as they run, it becomes more of a human thing. There are individuals that get tied up into other trafficking areas that I have met at plenty crisis centers running from different types of trafficking. A lot of it mostly ties into domestic violence.
What type of individual gets involved in this?
Well, it could be a range of anybody, any race, any age, any gender. If they find people are just looking for individuals out there that may not just be aware of their surroundings. And once that happens, they become a target and they get looked at by other people. And it's a very scary moment. It could literally be anybody.
You mentioned sex earlier. Of course, we know of the sexual crimes and the abductions and the sex trafficking. The others that are not involved in this, do they sort of become slaves, or what do they use them for?
Yes, absolutely. So when a person is quote-unquote bought by the individual that's harassing them or wanting them to do other things, if the sexual side of it is involved, they will drug. Most of it involves drugging the person, so they're not aware of what they're doing, and they become lost in life. And so they're able to control and manipulate their mind. They will force them into having sexual acts with other individuals that for money, and those people never get that money. I mean, the women are working just for the men, and they're completely drugged into it.
We, of course, hear a lot of conversation regarding the border, people coming across. Do they make up a majority of the people you're talking about, or where do they come from?
Yes, they do. Almost 90% of it is cartel. The other percentage comes from very organized crimes that bring in a lot of money. If you run in, it's all easier access into people rather than drugs. It makes it easier for them to just take a person along with the natives, and everything out here with the handprint is all trafficking. Mm-hmm. Every bit of it ties into somebody taking another individual to be able to make money off of them somehow and not be able to track it.
Funding, I assume, through sale of drugs, type of thing?
Yes, sell of drugs. They'll make it. It's very easy for this world to just find somebody who's down and out and down on their luck and say, hey, if I set you up in a place to spy on someone, they think it's innocent. They're being used to track other people and they don't even know it. But definitely drugs plays a part of it, and women that are easily manipulated, they'll get them to perform the acts for money and then keep that money. It all relates to sex and drugs.
I have seen posts on Facebook cautioning women especially to be careful where they park, know their surroundings, that type of thing. Would you say that the majority of the human trafficking is female?
I think 80% is female. I think the other 20% is men. Mm-hmm. And men don't really realize they are a part of it too. And I would say nowadays, most of our tracking isn't by just watching individuals. It's through technology. It's through the cameras that we have on our phones. It's through the dark web. It's through so many different avenues that I'm trying to fight. Is everything that's behind the scenes is what's being funded to get everybody involved in this.
Well, how did you personally get involved in this? This apparently is a special cause for you.
It's a very special cause for me. I've been running from the same individual who bought me in California 8.5 years ago. My price was $1,000, and I ran. It happened in 2016, and it's now 2025, and I'm still fighting to get this individual arrested from the awful crimes he's committed in other states of following me. The movie Taken, for sure, it was just like that. Most individuals are like the movie Taken. While mine was in California, when I found out and I ran, he just followed me. And then I would go to hotel to hotel to hotel. I've lived in three states. I lived in 16 towns. The home that I live in here is number 63, running from the same man. Mm-hmm. It's been almost 9 years altogether, and I'm tired of it. It's too easy for these criminals to get away with it, and I'm taking a stand, and I want to fight. And I want to say that the National Trafficking Center hotline is one of the best resources that any person can call. National Human Trafficking Hotline will not only help an individual through domestic violence, but if you have families that need transportation to get out safe, they have airline tickets, they have car transportations, they have for men, women, youth, there are places that they can make you safe and make your children feel safe while getting everything that you need to rebuild your life and get you back to where you were before this individual found you or the domestic violence started. It's not just trafficking. It all ties to domestic violence.
You're a wealth of information, and we understand how you got involved in it. What is your day-to-day role in human trafficking?
My day-to-day role is to just bring music and laughter into this world to try to fight it. Everywhere I go, I try to help other victims get help. I am going to stand in the middle. I will continue fighting this and bringing out as much as I can through as many domestic violence awareness walks, through trafficking awareness walks, bringing stand against things that are too easy for this criminal world to get away with.
Very interesting there. The other question I have, we talked about the problem at the border and human trafficking there. What about where we are here in Cherokee County? Do we have anything like that going on?
Unfortunately, we do. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's everywhere that we're not looking. It's in rural areas where people think, oh, this is dairy country, this is farm country. Well, no, if you take a step two blocks away from that, you'll find an ugly area where people are setting up to do this kind of work. As a matter of fact, I've had FBI and intelligence come out here to Tahlequah area, and Park Hill has been an area of interest. A lot of darker areas in our land that mm-hmm. just seem like are heavy spots, they are definitely used to set up for Cherokee County.
And again, we talked about the female aspect of it. Are they looking at a particular age group? And what should, in particular, the female be on lookout for?
I would be on the lookout for any person online. The online is the fastest way for an individual to attract another female. There are websites that are fake. They are set up there. There are old, greasy old men set behind these cameras that made them look like they're 20-year-olds trying to attract other females into a secluded area. That's when you get trapped. That's when you get taken. That's when your world will come to an end. Don't trust these people online. Only trust your family. Only trust your close friends, because anybody else could be somebody else hiding behind that website trying to reel you in, and you don't know who they are.
I also see, this may not be a part of what we're talking about, where lonely elderly women seem to find a sugar daddy online, and they send them a lot of money. Does that have anything to do with what you do?
Not so much. That tie, that what they're doing with the elderly and the innocent is just trying to just take their money. Mm-hmm. They just want their money. There are greedy people out there. they're taking money from individuals and lying about it, but it's a greed thing. The human trafficking part of it has to do with mostly drug side, and individuals that are, say, between the ages of 14 and, say, 45. Mm. That is, like, usually the age range of the victims that I have met.
Once they are caught in the web, how do they get out from it?
Run. Mm. Just run. There's always a phone store. There's always a gadget store. There's always a restaurant where you can go into. There's always a friend that has a cell phone that you can call the National Human Trafficking Hotline. There are ways, if you feel trapped, to get you out and to keep you safe. And no one has to know your name. No one has to know your business. This is all between you and the individual you speak with on the hotline. The most important thing to know is to call that hotline. And that number is 888-373-7888.
Do they contact you personally? I know you you go out, you do a certain amount of presentations and that type of thing. How might people get in touch with you, let's say church groups, civic clubs, that type of thing, and have you come out and speak to them?
I would love for anyone that has any questions or would like help, I would love them to email me so that I can reach out with them personally. I would love to help any individual going through this. I would love to help any organization that would like to speak out on this. I would love to help to bring resources to any place that needs this to become more of an awareness rather than a taboo. Mm-hmm. And so if you would like to email me, it's heartandsoulgp@gmail.com.
Okay, and before we talk about the popcorn business here for a few minutes, give the 800 number that you gave, go ahead and give that out again and repeat your email address.
Yes, I will. The National Human Trafficking Hotline is area code 888-373-7888. And if you need to reach me, my name again is Angel, and my email is heartandsoulgp@gmail.com. But it's not the letter and, it's the letter N instead. So if you put them all together, heartandsoulgp@gmail.com, just email me. I would love to help you get through anything that you're going through, whether it be domestic violence or in trafficking yourself.
Well, we're certainly sorry that you've had your experiences, and of course that fuels your desire to help others. Gail Payne was telling me about you as where we wound up contacting you, and she mentioned human trafficking, and then she said popcorn.
So when I was in California, I had a dream to make the best caramel corn that I could ever make in the world that would beat everybody by 10% more higher. And it finally started rolling, and it has become so successful in the last 6 months alone of making it. I sell it at the Deck at Cookson Village. I sell it at Freya's Cakes in Stillwell, Oklahoma. And I also am selling it to a country club in Oklahoma City and getting ready to help the senior citizens of Cherokee Nation centers and sell it there as well to be able to bless the communities.
How did you decide on popcorn?
Well, I love caramel corn. I was greedy. I wanted something that would just melt in my mouth, have no seeds, and it was a greedy thing. And my brother Wayne told me, "Hey, Angel, you really need to get this out there and sell it." And I love ministry. I love praying for people. So mm-hmm. What started as just caramel corn ended up being something that I could pray over every seed, everything that's in it, and I mean, from the salt of the earth, the light, and bring it into people's hands. I pray that God, whoever touches this popcorn, that God would just bless that person and that they would know that a miracle that happened in their life only came from God. And I'll tell you what, He's blessed this business. I can't make this stuff fast enough. It is just flowing completely. I give all credit to God.
And I believe Gail said that you have different flavors as well.
I do. I have regular caramel corn. I've got some that have chocolate and white chocolate drizzle over it. I've got white chocolate and peppermint crush, along with white chocolate and pumpkin pie spice.
Well, I'll certainly feel blessed because you brought me some.
Absolutely.
We'll have to try that out. Our special guest today and very special cause is Angel Menzonka, And she's involved in trying to help people who get entrapped in human trafficking. And again, if anyone out there has a church, civic club, that type of thing that would like her to come out and speak to you, I'm sure she would be glad to. And she has given the address, the email address, two or three times here. And we hope that you will give her contact. It's been our pleasure to have her on the program today. Our program is brought to you each week by Baker's Furniture. Waking up to an aching back, I think we can all attest to that. Get rested with the big choice of mattresses at your locally owned and operated store, 3231 South Muskogee in Tahlequah, Baker's Furniture. We hope you'll join us again next week at the same time for Community Chat.